Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of it letting up, as the United States is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry says thousands have been killed in airstrikes since Hamas terrorists attacked civilians in Israel earlier this month. It should be noted Palestinian Health Ministry has given out inaccurate information during the conflict. Israeli tanks are on the border in numbers waiting for orders to launch a ground invasion into Hamas stronghold of Gaza. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson is a new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. Johnson became the party's latest nominee last night after three sessions of closed-door voting. Johnson must now get 217 lawmaker votes on the House floor to win the Speaker's gavel and become the second in line in the presidential succession. The House will reconvene this afternoon. The off-duty Alaskan Airlines pilot who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight has been charged in a Portland court. Joseph Emerson now faces 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. His attorney is Noah Horst.
He is truly named. We've received two copies of the district attorney's information. We would waive further reading and advice of rights, reserve all rights read into the record this morning, enter not guilty plea on all counts.
The judge ordered Emerson held until a bail hearing. Emerson will also be charged in federal court for interfering with a flight crew. Court documents show Emerson told police that he had used psychotic mushrooms before the flight and was having a nervous breakdown. The Arizona Diamondbacks are advancing to the World Series for the first time since 2001 after defeating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-2 in Philly last night. Arizona will take on the Texas Rangers, who defeated Houston Monday night. Game one is Friday in Arlington, Texas. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Oregon State Board of Education unanimously decided to extend the pause on the graduation requirements for basic proficiency. This means Oregon high school graduates do not have to fully understand reading, writing, or math to get a diploma. The lessening of standards will continue in Oregon through 2029.
The decision, which began in 2020, goes against the wishes of many Oregonians who advocated for reinstating the standards. Critics argued that suspending the requirement diminishes the value of an Oregon diploma. Supporters of the pause contend that providing extra instruction in writing and math was beneficial. The Oregon Department of Education and State School Board maintained that the previous requirement posed a significant obstacle for historically marginalized students and did not lead to substantial improvements in post-high school success. I'm John Schaefer.
Listen, this guy Chef is a bad mother. I'm talking about Chef.
Richard Roundtree has died at the age of 81. Best known as the iconic detective John Shaft in the 1971 action movie Shaft, as well as two of its sequels and a TV series with the same name. Hollywood's Dateline publication is reporting Roundtree died yesterday after a short battle with pancreatic cancer. California is suing Meta for allegedly harming mental health of young people. California is leading the coalition of 33 states. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Rick Manning. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Are you busy out there trying to find a speaker? I think we're looking all over the place for a speaker.
I think we've got one.
You think so? We got a winner, yeah. winner? Okay.
I think we've got one.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll just tell you why. It's a last night they picked Speaker Mike Johnson. Mm-hmm. He's a representative from Louisiana. He's been former head of the Republican Study Committee, which most of the Republican conference belongs to. Mm-hmm. He's center right. He's conservative, certainly more conservative than Kevin McCarthy. He's a relatively quiet guy. Mm-hmm. He looks like Clark Kent. He is extraordinarily smart. He's on the Judiciary Committee, so he understands the all the weaponization of government, things that have been going on with Biden. So we're going to have somebody who is firmly rooted in trying to stop the weaponization of government. And he's a constitutional scholar, so he understands separation of powers.
Right.
And truthfully, out of all this process, we may have come up with the exact person we need at this time. You know, and only three people in the conference who voted last night said that they would not vote for Mike Johnson on the floor. So
only three. Well, that's a grave reduction from 20.
And since you can only lose four, it's on the precipice, but that's mm-hmm. where you're at. And then, 11 people weren't there, something like 11 people weren't there. So, you don't have the measuring stick of where those 11 are at. But fact of the matter is, if people vote against Mike Johnson, it's because they don't want it there to be a speaker.
Right.
And this is a real test. It's a test not for the people on the right. It's a test for the people on the left in terms of in the Republican conference as to whether or not they are going to, what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see. It'll be an interesting, it's going to be an interesting vote. It should be around 1 o'clock today when we know. And, it's Eastern time. And I think they're going to have a speaker. And we may have gotten the right guy. We may have blundered into getting the right guy.
Well, you know, patience sometimes pays off, and I've always liked Mike Johnson. When his name finally came up, I thought, okay, hey, this has some promise here. But, you know, look at the House has gone through just about all 31 flavors here. And, so let's figure this out. Let's move on because we're running out of time because this speaker, like you said, he's like Clark Kent. He may need a cape in order to wrangle all these cats and pull these people together. And hopefully he doesn't set himself up like Kevin McCarthy did in allowing one person to do this. I think this is a big lesson learned here.
Well, it's a hard job, and it's not made any easier by the fact you only have a four-vote majority right now. But mm-hmm. it is a But, you know, I said this when Kevin McCarthy was voted out, and I was talking live on a live stream, and I'm going to just say that the Republicans in the House conference need to come around the three B's. Very simple. This is simple marketing. The three B's. The budget, Biden, and the border.
Yeah.
You should be able to bring a majority coalition together around those three things. And what the budget stuff looks like, it may be a little less cuts than I would like, but and a little more taxes than I would like. But that budget coalition is a real thing, and it's something Republicans say they support. Limited government, that's a fundamental thing, and Mike Johnson's there because he's a constitutional attorney. He understands that.
Mm-hmm.
The border is, we had 3 million people, 3 million people coming around, illegals come across the border last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wholesale invasion, and Joe Biden wants to spend money now on not on securing the border, but on making it so they can process the people, the overwhelming numbers faster.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to put processors and more money to put them up in hotels in New York and stuff. So we're going to have that fight. We have to deal with the border. And Biden's out of control. He's expanding the scope and reach of government every day. He's weaponized government every day. And based on all objective evidence, he's corrupt. And so dealing with Biden, those three things have got to be what this House conference comes together on. They have to sit there and focus on that like a laser beam and get themselves to a point where they are and come together on those issues and get away from the personality problems that they've been having over the last 3 weeks.
Exactly. Rick, you would think, especially in light of what's going on with Israel and Hamas and the Gaza, speaking of borders, that this should really amp up the concern of the millions of people who've come into our country illegally, how this thing has been mismanaged. I mean, I don't know how Biden and the Democrats survive, regardless of what, the left wingers and the newspaper would want us to believe, you know, that, oh, the Republicans, they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, they've really messed up this leadership thing, because they haven't found a speaker. That's minor compared to the mess that we're talking about, the border, the way the Ukraine war is handled, the way Afghanistan exit, the way America is interfering with Israel in conducting a campaign in order to retaliate against the horrendous crimes that were committed against its people.
100% correct. And I think we're on the Joe Biden's comeback and said we want to do a $100 billion $105 billion giveaway.
Yeah, but most of that money is going to go to Ukraine.
$61 billion goes to Ukraine.
Yeah.
A large, significant amount of money goes, in fact, more money goes to Indo-Pacific security, whatever that is, than it goes to Israel. We have money that's going to the border to bring more Border Patrol agents in, but hiring new Border Patrol agents, but they're not patrolling the border. They're they're basically paperwork processors and grant givers to people in the United States to house illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. Now, bottom line is we have a problem, and what they have to do is they have to separate out the Israel and Senator from Vance, J.D. Vance from Ohio, is pushing, separating out the Ukraine funding from the Israeli funding, to make the Israeli funding specifically a vote on that, go into that Israeli funding, separate out the funding that's going to the Palestinian Authority and Hamas under the guise of giving it to the UN Human Rights Commission, which is, run by, people who don't believe in human rights in their own countries and are effectively proxies for those terrorist organizations that run Palestinian Authority and Gaza. And so,
that program has worked so effectively, hasn't it, Rick?
Well, what they do is they basically build places that then become shields for the for Hamas weapons. But that's a Biden plan. They have to separate all that garbage out. and pass legislation that provides arms for Israel so they can defend their country from three.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Rick Manning with us. Rick, it's just insane, all this stuff, the way it's being handled. You know, we were talking yesterday about the disinformation that's emanating out of all the media, the White House, regarding Israel and Hamas. You know, in order to counter it, the IDF said, look, at, we're going to show you, and brought the media in, says, we're going to show you footage. It's rough. And this is body cam footage of the, you know, the destruction, the human horrific debasement that was executed, and the media, you know, they were shocked. Many had to leave the room because it was so horrific. But it was all to kind of balance this false narrative out there that, you know, Hamas is, you know, they're kind of genteel and they are the victims in all this sort of stuff. When, again, we got to remind people why this war began and what they have done. And meanwhile, you get, you know, our precious White House press secretary, KJP, you know, responding. I love this quote. We have not seen any credible threats against Jews. Just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslims and those perceived to be Muslims have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly, President Biden understands that many of our Muslim, Arab Americans, Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities. Meanwhile, high school games, you know, there's a group of, you know, it wasn't Muslim, but a group of...
Hebrew high school.
Right, Hebrew high school. So they get attacked. I mean, you know, synagogues have been attacked. I don't hear about, you know, Muslim mosques being attacked and individuals being attacked in this country. I mean, the overwhelming, I mean, you look at it, there's such a huge disconnect, Rick. I think it's... You know, the majority of Americans are siding with Israel on this. They see Hamas for who they are. It's interesting. That's the, when you look at it demographically, you break it down demographically, that's the 30, 35 plus citizens of America. The young kids in the universities, the numbers are upside down. So we've got a huge disconnect between, you know, between the demography here in this country.
Right. In academia, we found this at Harvard, there were like 20, 30 associations that all had the word Muslim or Islam in them, and you're sitting there, Palestine, and you sit there and you go, how do you get 30 organizations that basically are all in a narrow interest? And they've created a network, the left, and quite honestly, some of the oil states like Qatar have created a network, which, by the way, Qatar, where we have our central command, our Middle Eastern command.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
right down the street from where Hamas's leadership is standing.
Right,
there, by the way.
Hamas's leadership, the people who run Gaza, don't live in Gaza.
Right.
They live in five-star hotels in Qatar, and their kids drive Lamborghinis. So when you look at that, just understand, when we give money for human rights and stuff in Gaza, the fact is it gets Hamas is the government.
We're paying their bar bill.
Funneled. It gets funneled to weapons and graft to the Hamas leadership. That's what it does. So anyway, that's just a side story. But one of the things that I think we can't miss and we can't allow occur. They want to talk. The left is now talking about genocide and, you know, genocide against the Palestinians. They're going to kill everybody in Gaza. They're going to kill everybody in the West Bank. And, you know, that is a lie. That is a lie. Mm-hmm. The genocide lie exists. The only genocide that's contemplated in this entire situation is people who go to our streets of America and chant, From the river to the sea,
right? And they don't even know what it means. That's so stupid.
For anybody who's got any biblical knowledge, we know it's the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. It is a chant calling for the murder of every Jew between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea. 7 million Jews. That is a chant of genocide, and we've got our children on the streets across this country chanting that.
Right.
That we have to work this inside, you know, we have to be able to do walk and chew gum.
Well, yeah,
and
exactly.
Our administration can neither walk nor chew gum.
Well, and these kids are being influenced in part by, you know, these professors that we've brought in from the Middle East who were raised on this pablum.
This
hatred. And I said several weeks ago, America has imported hate. And that's just one. I mean, this obvious stuff that's coming, you know, these kids on these campuses who are groomed. I mean, this has gone on for thousands of years, Rick. These kids are raised with this kind of hatred in their heart. And they come here to our country. They meet up with our kids. They, you know, become their peers and their influence. They ignore the facts and history as it stands. And this is why there's such a grave disconnect in the demography in response of, you know, whether you're for Israel or Hamas, lest you forget, somehow they want to justify Hamas's actions because of the narrative that they've bought into, which is a big lie, just like the big lie that it was an IDF missile that hit the hospital. And look at the damage. And the New York Times, thank you very much. What did the New York Times do? They ignited this just like, you know, we had an ignition point with George Floyd, right?
Yep. Well, that's exactly right. That was the victim equalization event. And let's just, and I'm going to just put this on Joe Biden, because not because I don't like Joe Biden, but because it's true. He lands into Israel the day after that. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the Hamas missile misfires. It hits the parking lot of the hospital. The lie out there is that the hospital was destroyed. 500 people died. That was by an Israel missile.
And that number still hasn't been verified. The 500 deaths have not been verified.
There were 500 people didn't die. The hospital didn't burn down. The hospital had some minor damage on the outside. There was, you know, there might have been, if there was, you know, discontinuation of some electrical service, you might have had some people die because they were in an operating room or something like that. I don't have any way of knowing that. What I know is the initial report, immediately, 500 people died, and it was an Israeli missile. Joe Biden had the satellite data. He said he'd seen satellite data. Okay? Mm-hmm. He knew what was going on. He knew that the hospital was still standing. He knew it hit a parking lot. And he didn't say it. Right there, when it was all fresh in people's minds, he said, let me clear up some misconceptions. First of all, it was a rocket fired by Hamas. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it hit a parking lot. And it did not hit the hospital. It hit the hospital parking lot. Our satellite photos show that the hospital's still standing. There might be some minor damage to the hospital, but the hospital's still standing. And there's absolutely no evidence that there were any casualties to this. You know, while you might expect some casualties, there were very few casualties, certainly not 500. And could have put the whole thing to rest. He knew it
exactly.
When he walked off that plane, and he did not do so. He chose to leave the lie of 500 civilians dying in that hospital alive. And then he didn't go back and correct.
So then why? Why would he leave the lie?
Because what he wanted to do is to change the moral outrage and be able to say, we need a ceasefire now because there's been too much death and destruction of civilians on both sides. That's why. And the reason is Joe Biden's not on Israel's side.
Well, that is what a lot of people are questioning, Rick, is that Joe Biden, like Qatar, are the double agents of the Middle East.
Right.
I mean,
he sided with Iran from the very beginning.
Yes.
He took the Houthi terrorists in Yemen and took them with the terrorist designation away from them so they could get funding from around the world. And who shot a bunch of missiles at Israel? The Houthi terrorists from Yemen. There's demonstrable things to show he's on the Iranian side and the side of the Iranian proxies and not Israel.
That's why Bob Gates said he still hasn't gotten anything right. Stay tuned for more details. Rick Manning, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
The Biden administration mulls banning menthol cigarettes. Critics warn it would increase crime and empower cartels. Here's former Arizona law enforcement officer Joby Dickinson.
Our southern border faces serious problems, and a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes would make them worse. Cartels have smuggled illegal drugs like fentanyl for years. Adding menthol cigarettes to their list of products puts more money in their pockets. Stronger cartels make for a weaker America. Oppose the federal menthol ban.
Sponsored by the Border Security Alliance.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. Israel continues air operations into the Gaza Strip, hunting Hamas terrorists. There's no sign of it letting up, as the United States is asking Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry says thousands have been killed in airstrikes since Hamas terrorists attacked civilians in Israel earlier this month. It should be noted Palestinian Health Ministry has given out inaccurate information during the conflict. Israeli tanks are on the border in numbers waiting for orders to launch a ground invasion into Hamas stronghold of Gaza. Louisiana Representative Mike Johnson is a new Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. Johnson became the party's latest nominee last night after three sessions of closed-door voting. Johnson must now get 217 lawmaker votes on the House floor to win the Speaker's gavel and become the second in line in the presidential succession. The House will reconvene this afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of Tea Party Patriots Action. And, of course, we're talking the latest candidate to come forth in the House Speaker race. Looks like Mike Johnson has gotten favor here with the Republican Party, with the House. And let's see what's happened. Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always appreciate this time and your commitment to show up and to keep us informed with all things that are so important, like, you know, what's been happening here in the House in this race for Speaker. What do we know about the Republican Conference Vice Chair, Mike Johnson, the Republican out of Louisiana?
Well, he is a conservative. He's been the chairman of the House Republican Study Committee, which is the group of conservative congressmen in the House that existed before the House Freedom Caucus existed, and is a little bit less fiscally responsible probably than the House Freedom Caucus, but they are. I understand the importance of working towards a debt-free future. They are socially conservative, and they also care about national security. So they care about the three legs of the conservative stool. Mike Johnson was a part of President Trump's legal defense team during both of his impeachments. He understood the issues that happened with the 2020 election. And it looks like, and I'm hopeful, has the ability to be the consensus candidate and finally bring the House Republican Conference together and get them to 217 so that they can get a speaker. I'm cautious about that because there was a very real play last night by McCarthy and people supporting McCarthy to reinstate McCarthy as a speaker. And I think for the very first time, Kevin McCarthy realized last night he really is not going to be speaker again. But I'm not sure if those people who were involved in that play last night will continue that on the floor of the House today or not. I hope they do not.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. Johnson, when his name was put forth, he lost to Tom Emmer, as you recall. And then when Emmer, took his name out of the race for it, then you have Johnson, raising back up to the top again, emerging, from this fresh round of voting that happened last night. I especially like that, Johnson's commitment to the Constitution. I know that, that's also important for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. He is very committed to the Constitution. He wrote a playbook that people may be interested in going to find about conservative and Republican solutions to the problems that the nation has faced. I think he did that before the election last year, so it's over a year old, but that would give you insight into what he and the Republican Study Committee think are solutions for America's problems. He's very constitutionally minded. He's fought for pro-life issues in Louisiana. He used to work for Alliance Defending Freedom, which is one of the conservative legal foundations. And he's a Christian, and he prays regularly. And he and I have we've known each other for a few years, but we've gotten to know each other better this past year. And we've shared prayer requests with one another this past year. So I like him, and I really hope this works today. I'm cautiously optimistic. I think we see the finish line. I hope we cross it.
Well, hopefully we've got I guess maybe those that have been fussing, maybe they fought themselves out. It's like, okay, you've had your time, more than 15 minutes of fame to fuss over all these different candidates. Let's get this thing together. I think it's interesting what Mike is calling for. I mean, first of all, he made it clear. I mean, he didn't pursue this job. It's like this job pursued him in a way, because he wasn't particularly interested and only became interested when so many people kept saying, hey, look it, you need to step up. And so with that encouragement, and I'm sure with lots of prayer, he decided, okay, and he's talking about charting a new path and that he has a clear vision and plan for how to lead. Boy, I mean, he's got limited time to chart out this new path and, to get everybody behind him because there's only so much time left in this Congress, isn't there?
Yeah, there is only so much time left in this Congress. You're absolutely right. So there are going to be a few important bills that pass that relate to spending, and that's either going to happen and be done and when the continuing resolution ends in November, or it's going to drag out a little bit, possibly up to 6 months. And then this Congress will be done for all intents and purposes until after the election when there is a lame duck session of Congress. I'm cynical enough to understand that is the way that things happen with Congress. But here's the thing. His job won't be done as Speaker. He will have to go around the entire country advocating for candidates, advocating for conservatism, sharing our message with the American people, raising money, convincing voters that our solutions to the country's problems are better than the left. And he will be able to do that. He's articulate, and he has the ability to express our ideas in a manner that will help sway voters. And and he will do so based on the Constitution and the Constitution's principles.
Well, he might have to, put a team together because of the limited amount of time here. I mean, when it came to fundraising, I think what, endeared McCarthy with many Republicans is that he raised a lot of money. And maybe Johnson's opportunity here is to create a little bit of a team, take the assets of some personnel within the GOP Congress there, and build a team because they've got, we're down to, 13, 14 months for this next election, and fundraising is absolutely key for the speakership, right?
It is, and I think that the number one asset that the speaker has to raise money, they have to be willing to ask, but the number one asset they have is the title speaker in front of their name. If you're a speaker, you're going to raise money.
Right. Exactly. But it wouldn't hurt to have, you know, take some of the assets. I mean, I would use McCarthy. McCarthy's got contacts. He's already had the relationship. You know, he's the former speaker, and it doesn't seem to be that he's in conflict with Mike Johnson, do you think?
No, I don't think that he is. I hope that he's not. I'm sure that the conflict is that one is going to be speaker and the other is not. But at this point, I hope that they can put that aside and work on what is best for the conference.
Exactly. They got to hit the ground running. I guess that's what I'm saying. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that they can hit the ground running. And one other thought I want to say very quickly. This process has been portrayed as chaotic and horrible for America by the media. The fact is, this is one of the most representative democratic processes that we have seen play out in years in Congress. Mm-hmm. They have had debates, they have voted, they have continued to debate, they've continued to vote, they've realized they have to get to the end, and they have a very narrow majority, so they have to basically have a unanimous agreement on who the speaker is going to be. Every single member in that conference has had the ability to be a voice or the voice to stop something.
Exactly.
And sometimes in a republic, it's slow and maybe agonizingly slow, but that the process is supposed to be slow. So
exactly.
A dictator can make fast change. Republics take longer.
No, and I'm glad you're balancing out that narrative, because the mainstream media and those on the left have just had fun with this. And what they're missing, the point here, and I think it's up to the Republicans, again, just as you articulated, Jenny Beth, to help people realize that it's moving deliberately, because that's the way our founding fathers expected it to work. And it works better when we're moving, you know, slowly and according to our Constitution, right? What a novel idea.
That's right. And we've watched that happen over the last month.
Well, Jenny Beth, remind everybody how they can get activated, because we need their voice. We need to let the Beltway know we, the people, are in charge, and, you know, we need to be in contact with our representatives, right?
That's right. Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, and follow me on Twitter at Jenny Beth
M. This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after-school programs their parents want for them. Quality after-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. James Moss is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Numbers USA. You know, when it comes to the border, what we have is a failure to communicate. It's like the language that President Biden is using and the words and language of the American people. There's such a disconnect here. You got Mayorkas saying that everything is all under control, it's all smooth, hunky-dory, right? And he doesn't even know what the wristbands that are on the wrists of these migrants, illegal migrants coming into the country, what they represent. And it's just amazing, you know, again, but we have this, you know, we have this communication issue. James Massa joins us now. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I was just saying to the audience is that when it comes to the border, we have a failure to communicate here. Because what President Biden is saying and what the American people are saying and what they expect, it's like we don't belong to the same country here for some reason. What's going on?
Well, you know, the communication failure is not failure to communicate. It's failure to communicate what's actually going on. And what's actually going on is we have record high apprehensions occurring on the southern border. There was a little dip during the middle of the summer when there was announcements made about trying to move people to the ports of entry, but that has just skyrocketed up since then. So this last month, we had over 300,000 apprehensions, and in the worst case of it is that over 100,000 of them are parents with children. We have put a sign out to the nations abroad saying, if you have children, please come to our border, we'll let you in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, when we see what's happening in the Middle East and with a porous border and understanding, according to the Border Patrol agents, that we have so many gotaways. We have people on the terror list. I guess the number now is close to 200 that they're aware of. But when you talk about gotaways, you don't even know who they are. You know, and the demographic that is hitting the border from 162 countries of late, a lot more Chinese coming in, of fighting age, lots of danger, potential danger wrapped into, you know, what's anywhere from estimated 5 to 7 million illegal migrants that have come into the country since Joe Biden has become president.
Well, you know, starting with the terrorist watch list, in 2017, the number was below 5. And today, the most recent reported number, and of course, that's not the actual number, most reported number is 172. And so as you see this huge number skyrocketing up as far as known terrorists coming across, any sensible person says, well, there's got to be more than that. There's got to be more danger than just those who we're apprehending. And the gotaways of which you speak is equally challenging. I mean, again, the current administration has taken down blimps that are able to see who at least get getting away so we can at least quantify what the risk is. And we know that as they continue to have our Border Patrol processing people as fast as they can rather than apprehending them, that more and more are getting away.
Well, you know, the president has been touting, you know, that, boy, and Democrats are really sincere about fixing this border problem. It's so complicated. But give me something that moves us in the right direction. So now you send us a bill for $13.6 billion under the title of border security funding. And like all things that have to, you know, do with Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, what they tell you is not necessarily what it does, like the the Inflation Act that was passed, that it was supposed to reduce inflation, and not so much so, just like Barack Obama's shovel-ready jobs that I guess after all was said and done, not so much shovel-ready, but meanwhile it costs the American people millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars, right?
And I'll tell you, it is amazing the way the language says one thing and what an act is really having occur is something totally different. The issue of throwing cash at the border right now is all it does is facilitate the Biden administration's goal to more quickly process people and more people into the nation. He wants to get them processed in, wants to get them paroled, wants to get them job permits, wants to take those opportunities away from U.S. citizens. Mm-hmm. What we need is courage. What we need is the courage of Congress to be able to actually change law and implement what we have seen already go through the House of Representatives, which is H.R. 2.
Exactly.
A set of policy changes that actually make a difference and can secure the border.
James, help us understand here. I mean, laws are in place right now. I mean, the number one job of the president is national security. He is violating that. And to your point, you know, courage must stand up here. And courage from our elected officials. You've got people, you've got border states right now, you've got local officials, you've got citizens yelling and screaming, you know, at the president. Here it is, the vice president hasn't even come to the border, she's the border czar. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's clear that they are not concerned about the everyday citizen of this country. And this is the president of the United States. This is an abandonment, a dereliction of duty of the highest estate, because his number one job is national security, is it not?
It definitely is. And the challenge and the reason why new law such as H.R. 2 is so important is because mm-hmm. what the president has done and his administration, Mayorkas, has done has been able to use loopholes that exist in the current law. It's interpretations of how parole is supposed to be granted and what asylum really means. And those things have long stood in our law and been enacted on by every administration, both Democrat and Republican, in a similar manner. But what the Biden administration has done is they've taken these laws and rules that can be interpreted slightly differently and grossly distorted them so that they are able to give parole to people who aren't giving us some type of huge humanitarian needs. They're just giving them the opportunity to come into the nation, and then they're offering them job permits along with it, all while they make them wait for asylum. And as they put more and more people in, it takes longer and longer to process any type of asylum claim, and it just creates this backlog. So what you'll be hearing from those who are in favor of all this, the Biden administration, is they're going to want asylum. They're going to want people to be able to have a full, you know, granting of people coming in, kind of like we saw back in the days where they would want to say, okay, a million people are allowed to come in completely.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, this is where it's heading, because, you're giving them a piece of paper and saying, okay, we're going to let you into the interior of the country. In fact, we'll give you a one-way ticket and all this other support, medical, education, everything that you need here, which is the exact antithesis of what legal immigration and the laws provide for these immigrants who come in. I mean, they're to come into the country and not be a burden to the citizens, but not under the Biden administration. As you said, they have found a way to run, trucks of 18-wheelers, you know, a caravan of 18-wheelers running sideways through these loopholes and just opening the door to all this illegal activity. And then what happens 8 years later, James? I mean, you're going to have kids born to these people. I say to these people, to these migrants, because that's the natural process of humanity is reproduction. So now you're going to have two or three kids, and guess what? They're citizens. They're citizens of the country, and their parents are not. It's determined that they're not, and so now what are we going to do? We're going to be the mean, evil people to send the parents home and leave the kids here? I mean, this is insane.
there's argument on another show to be made about what that birthright citizenship is all about, whether they truly are citizens, but let's just take it that they are. You do create that problem, and that's what where the American people today have to have the courage to secure the border and enforce the administration to be able to stop the gross influx of what's occurring. There's going to be many problems to solve if we do that, but we've got to do that first. Everything else doesn't matter until we actually have control of our borders again. So it's imperative that we implement laws that allow that, and that we then also demand that the government actually accomplish what at the executive branch, what the congressional legislative branch has done.
Exactly. We're talking with James Massa. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. James, so, you know, going full circle here, the remedy that is before us is H.R. 2, right?
That's correct. It's not just before us. It has passed the House of Representatives. And I'm actually optimistic that amidst all the chaos that we hear about, we've seen this a companion bill introduced by Senator Cruz in the Senate. And we see this, you know, going to be a rush of must-pass legislation that's going to be coming to the House and to the Senate whenever the House gets its speaker back in place. And that must-pass legislation is going to be a budget. It's going to be what are they going to do with Ukraine? What are they going to do with Israel? Funding for those things. And our goal is to make sure that border protection is part of any of those bills that go through. So H.R. 2 should be part of the budget resolution. H.R. 2 should be part of any funding packages. H.R. 2 should be part of any must-pass legislation.
Explain real quick to our audience. We've got about a minute and a half left here, James. H.R. 2, what does it do?
H.R. 2 does about 18 things, but the key things it does is it closes the loophole so that asylum is brought back into the intention of what it was. It is supposed to be for people who are being persecuted by their government for race, religion, creed, those types of things. Mm-hmm. It's not because you come from a poor country or you have a bad situation with a lot of crime around, which is the case in a lot of countries. It's because you're actually being persecuted and you've come into the nation, not at the border. You've actually shown up inside of our port of entries, like in an airport. You know, picture the athlete from some country who all of a sudden wants asylum. That's what that asylum was intended for, not for thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to come in. And the parole piece is what is done in the interim. When the nation can't detain people, they can't put them in a place where they can detain them as they're supposed to, or with families they're not allowed to, they can release them into the nation. That's a parole. And when they release them in, they can give them job permits and things along those lines. This restricts that as well and forces those paroles to be more in line with the idea that this is a very exceptional thing, not something that's common. So it would dramatically reduce the number of people coming into the nation and then being able to be in the interior of the nation. In Chicago, in New York, in any of these places, those would be eliminated through the H.R. 2.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. James Massa, thank you for being with us. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut?